Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. As we come closer to the great holiday of Lag BaOmer, it's important to understand as much as possible about the main people involved in Lag BaOmer, which are the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Akiva, who was actually his teacher. So let's understand a little bit first about Rabbi Akiva, because he was a teacher of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. How is Rabbi Akiva connected to Lag BaOmer? Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. Unfortunately, these students did not respect one another, and that was even though Rabbi Akiva's main teaching was love your fellow Jew as yourself. But since each of the students were dedicated students of Rabbi Akiva, they insisted upon developing their own understanding of Rabbi Akiva's teachings. And since they were so dedicated to the effort, they felt that their teaching was the right teaching. And when they heard that their fellow students looked at it a different way, they could not have respect for them. Very, very unfortunate. And as a result, 24,000 passed away. They started dying at the beginning of the Sfira, and they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. And that's why the holiday is connected with Rabbi Akiva. As we'll learn another time, hopefully, the holiday is also connected with the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Let's first learn a little bit more about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was not always a rabbi. When he was 40 years old, he hadn't started learning Torah yet. He still didn't know even the basics, perhaps not even the Aleph base. He grew up as an ignorant shepherd, someone who didn't know any Torah at all. And he worked as a shepherd for Kalba Savua, a very, very wealthy Jew, one of the wealthiest Jews of his time, who had many businesses, among them shepherding. And Akiva worked for Kalba Savua. Now, Kalba Savua had a daughter. Her name was Rachel. And he expected that she would someday marry someone of a high societal level, from a rich family, perhaps a powerful family, a great rabbi. But his daughter, Rachel, said, no, I want to marry Akiva, your shepherd, the shepherd that works for you. Her father said, absolutely not. You are my daughter. I'm a wealthy man. I'm one of the wealthiest men in the entire nation. And you're definitely not going to marry an ignorant shepherd. Unfortunately, Kalba Savua said, if you marry him, I will disown you. She did. She married him. She married Akiva anyway, because she felt that Akiva had certain personality traits that were very, very special. True, he hadn't developed them. True, he had not learned Torah. But she saw great potential in him. And so, sure enough, Kalba Savua disowned his daughter. It took a long time before Akiva could succeed at learning. His wife, Rachel, encouraged him and encouraged him and encouraged him, but he just could not seem to get anything through his head until one day he happened to be doing his job as shepherd, and he noticed a small stream coming down a hill, and a part of the stream caused a slow drip of water from a higher place to a lower place where there was a rock. And this water had been dripping little by little on this rock for who knows how many years. And eventually, although the water was soft, it was only water, but it actually made a hole in the rock, probably after many, many years. When Akiva saw this, he was very, very inspired. He said, look, here is this water which is so soft, and yet, over the years, it has actually made a hole in this rock. If so, I'm sure that I could also eventually learn Torah. And he went back and was encouraged and tried again. And little by little, it began to succeed. Eventually, it was time for him to go to yeshiva. And after 12 years, he had 12,000 students. He came back home. And as he approached the house, he heard his wife speaking to a neighbor. And the neighbor said, why did you send your husband away for 12 years to learn Torah? She answered, Rachel answered, if he hadn't finished his learning yet, and he came home, I would tell him to go back to yeshiva. When Akiva heard this, he turned right around and went back to yeshiva for another 12 years. Finally, after 24 years, he came back with his 24,000 students. When his students saw Rachel approaching, they wanted to get her out of the way. Here comes this great sage, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva stopped them and he said, all of my learning and all of your learning is because of my wife, Rachel. She's the one that you should honor. There are many more stories about Rabbi Akiva, but he became one of the most important Talmidei Chachamim and leaders of the Jewish people that we've ever had. And much of the Talmud is based on the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. So when Rabbi Akiva says, "Be'ahavta l'recha kamecha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah," love your fellow Jews yourself, this is a major principle in the Torah, this tells us how very, very important it is to have love for a fellow Jew. In this way, we will surely speed up the coming of the redemption. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.